Go.
Hey everyone, I'm Shane, an alcoholic addict. My sobriety date is December 8th, 2024. Just got out of treatment. It's been about, thank you, very, very proud. Only with God in my life. I've been out of treatment now for, just did the math, like 64 days. And, you know, when I was in treatment, stick with me on this. When I was in treatment, it was during Christmas, obviously. And on Christmas Eve, it was Christmas Eve. And it was a Sunday, if you guys remember, it was Christmas Eve. And we were in our treatment center. And something was going on in the evening. Like, usually, H&I comes in at like 7 o'clock every night, actually. And that particular night, they didn't show up. There was some commotion going on and stuff like that. And, like, I knew something was going on, but the staff wouldn't say anything. And it got to, like, 7:30, and I could hear all these people in the parking lot. And I'm like, what is this? And next thing I know, like, I was probably closer to 40 people came in on Christmas Eve instead of being at home with their families or doing whatever they felt like doing. And they came into the treatment center and, like, sang Christmas carols. And I sat there for a second. I said to myself, I'm like, man, who would do that? Like, who would do that? I wouldn't do that. I would not do that. And who would be singing, like, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at, you know, 40 years old, like, and actually enjoying it? Well, these people did. And, like, it sounds kind of like, I don't know what the word I'm trying to say. It sounds like insignificant, but to me, and the people in my treatment center, they all were, a lot of them were laughing. They thought it was a joke. But I actually, it had such an impact on me. And I sat there and I said, who would do this? Like, these people are sacrificing their time, like, to do this in this treatment center. And, you know, it's Christmas Eve and stuff like that. And it had an impact on me. And, you know, I started really paying attention to the people that were coming in to H&I from AA. And I started, like, looking at them, and I'm like, you know, and they're telling their story, like, how, you know, screwed up their life's been, all the mistakes they've made, everything they've been through. And, you know, they were happy. It's like the Christmas carolers, all these people, and they were all singing. I'm telling you, every single one of the people were belting it out at the top of their lungs. Like, I was very impressed. I was like, wow, that's pretty damn good. I can't sing like that. Well, maybe I could. I never really tried. But and stuff like that. But no, and it just really had an impact on me in seeing this, because I've never tried to get sober. I've been doing drugs and alcohol since I was 12 years old, and I've never tried to get sober. I had a forced sobriety at one point when I got locked up. That wasn't, like, my choice. Well, my mistakes. But, you know, that's what I saw. So I really started to pay attention. And then there was one guy that came in there, and he kept talking about this program, Bridging the Gap. And he kept telling us, they come in every week and said, man, when you get out, it's so important the day you get out to go to a meeting. Don't just sit around. Don't go home. Don't do this. Don't do that. Go to a meeting your first day. I heard that over and over. And the guy just kept talking about bridging the gap. So one day before, probably a week before, I called the number while I was in treatment. And I got hooked up with someone here. I'm very, very thankful for that. And he did. He came and picked me up and brought me here. My first meeting was the day I got out, was here. And I can't stress, like, how important that was to come here and see this meeting and be part of this meeting the day I got out. It was so, like, impactful in a lot of different ways. But for one, just the friendliness. I got to a point where I was isolating myself, you know, keeping myself, doing my own thing, you know, and here's this whole group. I mean, look at how many people are here tonight, and I, you know, and I've met a lot of you guys, and it's like, it was so important when I came here, and then I actually got to get introduced to my future sponsor, which is so important. That's another thing that people were saying when I was in treatment. You got to get a sponsor. You got to get a sponsor. You got to go with me the day you get out. You got to get a this, this, and that. And coming here, I made this my home group, and I'm very thankful for that. And I will say, I go to different meetings every night of the week. I've been going to meetings every day since I got out. I'm not doing 90 and 90. My goal is to just keep going with meetings. I don't even look at the 90 and 90. I know a lot of people say that. You got to keep going, right? For me, I'm just going to keep going with it. But it's good to, and all those meetings are great, and the people there are the same way, man, very welcoming. And that's very important. I don't know how to relate to people. Like, I don't know how to have relationships. I'm not good at that stuff. Like, I've just been my own thing and doing my own show, the Shane Show. And this is really helping me start to learn how to, you know, get out of that selfishness and self-centeredness. There's a lot of little lessons to be learned, and if you just keep showing up and keep showing up, you're gonna get them. So, other than that, that's all I got. Hope that was 10 minutes. Close enough.
Good evening. My name is Wayne. I'm an alcoholic.